We're launching a new program of aid for illegal immigrants. It includes 6 months worth of rent, free computers and cell phones, along with help for asylum applications. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are now in positive territory. The Dow is up 63 points. The Nasdaq ahead 3, and the S&P is up 6 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The calendar says May, but we are easing into some summertime heat. Still not too humid, though. Lots of sunshine. High temperature, 88 to 90 today. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low in the mid-60s. I think we'll be near 90 tomorrow and Thursday with more sun. Then risk of some widely scattered pop-up random storms here and there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty typical Memorial Day weekend weather with high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. One person was injured in a Monday afternoon fire in Montgomery. Fire rescue units responded to the house fire around 2 p.m. in the 600 block of Cleveland Court. An 82-year-old woman was treated for smoke inhalation and taken to the emergency room for further treatment. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Elmore County Public Schools officials are releasing photos of damage at Wetumpka High School to show that the incident was much more than just a senior prank. Parents of the students involved are somewhat upset they are not being allowed to participate in senior activities. The school system says the vandalism caused more than $10,000 in damage. Auburn running back Brian Battee remains hospitalized following a weekend shooting in Sarasota, Florida, where his brother was killed and three others injured. Auburn football coach Hugh Freeze updated Brian Battee's condition on Monday, saying, "There was a setback last night and Brian is still on a ventilator." From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Looking for a delicious and creative way to cater your next party, event, or office lunch? Let Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery take the worry out of it for you. Sandwich trays, turkey casserole, hickory smoked or roasted turkey with your favorite classic sides. So many options, all homemade and delicious, just the way you expect. Visit Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery at the corner of Carter Hill and Vaughn Roads, or call 334-215-7775. Eat turkey. Feel perky.
Epic twist alert. Fox Wednesday on the season finale of The Masked Singer. Be there for the celebrity reveal that fooled everyone. Then it's the season premiere of Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars with a clash of two culinary heavyweights. Gordon goes head-to-head with Lisa Vanderpump.
Buckle up, big boy.
To find the next great food entrepreneur.
If she thinks she can win this, she can Vanderpump off.
Wednesday on Fox 20.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair has chosen... not to be here today. Doing a little family time stuff, so good luck to them. Hopefully they're listening to the program. She has not sent me any helpful recommendations other than...
She sent us one this morning.
Well, other than a scheduling thing for in a couple of days. I knew there would be something, but we appreciate the input. Thank you there.
I made an error earlier on the song for Boeing.
Yes.
I had the right album. It's Drive-By Truckers Southern Rock Opera.
Yes, that's the one I was thinking of, Southern Rock Opera.
Are you familiar with that?
Heck no.
Alabama.
Sky.
Okay. One of the guys in the band, his dad was one of the Muscle Shoals Swampers.
Now I get you.
Yeah. Anyways, it's absolutely told from, it's a story that needed to be told, Southern Rock Opera. Side four is all about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Mm. And, I said, shut your mouth, get your ass on the plane, but I meant the song after that, Greenville to Baton Rouge, for Boeing. Ooh. And I quote, I'm just going to do one little verse. The right engine gave a little flash. The pilot panicked and dumped the gas. Everything's quiet. We're dropping fast. When we touch down, going to whoop his ass. That's actually going to be Skinner's last flight.
That does sound like a Boeing update, no doubt about it.
That could work. It could work. And it really rocks.
It does. It really is a good song.
Oh,
okay.
Man, that whole album. Scott, you would appreciate it because it's just so full of Southern history.
And it rocks.
And finally, the story is told from the other perspective, the other side of the story. And they do it so well. Yeah.
Okay. I'm leaning that way. You got me interested. Yeah, piqued my piqued my interest.
Southern Rock
a tad.
Four sides, baby.
Before we go to John, I want to touch base on something from yesterday quickly. Remember our Harrison Butker, the kicker from the Kansas City Chiefs, who got everybody stirred up by telling, according to Pink News, telling women students, that would be females, that they would be happiest as wives and mothers and branding Pride Month as sinful. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I like this.
Defended the NFL star and said that, hey, look, these are his beliefs.
Wow. Sign of the apocalypse?
Yeah. Although they said she doesn't understand what he's talking about. I often wonder if she understands what anybody's talking about. Yeah. But she explained her view of respecting other people's opinions, even if they're different. Quote, listen, I like when people say what they need to say. He's at a Catholic college. He's a staunch Catholic. These are his beliefs, and he's welcome to them. We want to give respect to people whose ideas are different from ours. Wow. She added, I'm okay with him saying whatever he says, and the women who were sitting there, if they take his advice, good for them, they'll be happy. If they don't, good for them, they'll be happy in a different way. That's my attitude. I don't know if there's anything deeper there, but I will give Whoopi credit. She continues, I have the right to say what I say. He has the right to say what he says. When you say to somebody, I don't like what you said, and so I'm going to get your job taken away because you disagree with me, for me, that's an issue.
This is the woman on The View, right? Not some other Whoopi Goldberg.
That's why I'm going to find the picture.
Okay.
Yes, that Whoopi Goldberg. Okay. Yes.
All right. Let's check. Mm-hmm.
She appears to be a woman, and I think it's Whoopi. I do. Let's go to John from Wetumpka, who wants to weigh in on marriage. John, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Yes, listen, I did want to weigh in on this because I'm a minister. I've done a lot of weddings, done a little research on it. Red Top was dead on with what he said earlier. Mm-hmm. The reason that licenses, I know you have some other history, but here in this country, the reason it's that way is because they didn't want black people and white people marrying.
Well, let me ask you this, John. And look, I have read in my kids' textbooks similar kinds of things. And often when we go to the Googles, we will find that. But how does that square with the first marriage licenses or marriage certificates done by the government in 1630, mm-hmm. when the first African was taken off a ship in like 1619. So I'm pretty sure that in 11 years, they weren't like, hey, we're going to have a real big problem with this mixed marriage thing. Let's have these licenses. Now, it did say that in some states that was part of the argument later on. But I think what we're experiencing is, hey, it's a whole lot sexier to say it was about mixed marriages than it was about record keeping and the census. That's just what I'm saying. And I just know how modern history does. That's my question, John.
Yeah, well, that's possible. All I know is that was one of the components of it. And
yeah, no, I don't doubt at all that it was definitely used for that. Very similar to gun control laws came about when white folks decided that black folks ought not be able to defend themselves so they could terrorize black folks. It was absolutely racist. And then now the left is using it full out, and they're defending a racist idea.
Yeah, there's evil on both sides with that thing. And I think that you mentioned earlier about arranged marriages.
Yes.
I have a prediction about that. I think arranged marriages were much more successful than what we have now.
Statistics would suggest you're telling the truth. Because in India, 90% of all marriages are arranged, and there's only a 1% divorce rate.
Is it illegal to get divorced, or almost illegal?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you when we were in a break, I looked that up. So that's a very interesting stat.
Hey, John, why do you think it works better? Because they're not all wrapped up in their love. I'm like, let's be honest. Young girls do like the bad boys, like in high school. And that guy ends up in prison or, you know, something bad. But they were cool. I'm talking about cool. So maybe there's a chance that the parents are like, you know what? We're going to make a good decision. I'm just asking questions. I don't know. I'm not advocating it.
No, I think that, and I brought this up to students. I'm a retired teacher, and there was an arranged marriage on television. It got a lot of publicity. And a lot of my young people said, that's the craziest thing in the world. I said, well, look, anything is better than what we're doing now.
mm. How did they take that advice?
They didn't take it, but I'll tell you this. I said, we've made a hot mess out of how we do marriage now and the incentives to get divorces and to split up families.
Right.
And we've made a terrible mess out of it because half of them don't end up making it to the end like they're supposed to be and like that was promised to be and vowed to be. And I'm one of those two that have to attest to that I'm not one either.
Right.
But it's sad and tragic, and the biggest victims in that are our children.
I agree.
And I think perhaps maybe it would be better if they were arranged. It couldn't be any worse than what we're doing with it now.
That's a good point. You know, my second question was, should we just go on back and make adultery illegal again? It may still be on the books in Alabama.
It perhaps could be. We should look into that. Somebody tell us if it's still on the books.
Can you imagine putting that in front of the legislature and seeing how many of them vote no? I bet you that's one of them that the chairman of the committee doesn't let out. You know, they let all this other drivel out, but I bet you they don't let that one out, a committee.
In fact, they probably burn it when it got put into the little basket.
And I know this sounds archaic, but I'll say this. When you could be stoned to death for being guilty of adultery, you would be much less likely to commit it.
That's a very good point. Hey. It's almost, John, like you think punishment is a deterrent, or capital punishment is a deterrent.
Oh, of course
deterrent.
It is.
Deterrent.
Worked like a charm.
I bet it did. Hey, John, I appreciate you, buddy.
Take care.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
When you start with, I know this is going to be archaic, it's going to be good.
Well, it's funny. It's like he was listening to Chris and I's conversation from a few nights ago, because you do bring back the element, like you do in the Bible, of accountability.
Who did y'all want to stone?
Well, we were talking about adultery.
Oh, okay. I thought you just had somebody in mind.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody in mind. We were just talking about that situation, statistics, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And this is the concept of accountability. Mm-hmm. It's long gone. Mm-hmm. But what would happen if we brought it back?
You know what we can do when we get all the super duper chips implanted into us, like the left wants,
yes.
And we're going to have the little,
like, wave your hand over.
And it's kind of hooked
groceries.
To your DNA and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
We could program it so that if you are too intimate with someone else's DNA other than you, you're tied to, it just shocks you and does
vaporizes
away.
Vaporizes you.
Well, it just does away with you. You just fall dead right then and there. You got to decide if those 2 seconds were worth it.
I'm going to go with a lot of people might want to try it. And then they'll find out.
Yeah, was it worth it?
Super interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, we're going to get a lot of those things when they get their full total control. All these people who think we're going to be like, it's going to be so awesome. I'm just not going to have to work. I'm just not going to have to do anything. When they get full control and know from dawn to dusk and they decide how your life's going to be, you can get to work.
Scott Beeson, I have said this about 7 times, but Disney was telling us what they were after when they made that horrible movie called WALL-E. Go watch it, because that's what they want. You just ride around on the conveyor belts like
the
Jetsons, and hand you your food. Like, you do nothing. This is what they want, so that we're minds of mush and they can control everything. And then people will go, oh, there was no meeting in the middle, was there?
Mm-mm. It's going to be the haves and the have-nots.
It's a lie.
The elites. What's the other movie, Sky? Is it Elysium? Where they're flying in the spaceship up above in the
atmosphere. Can you make a Jetson sound when you say that?
And they're all up there, and all the regular people.
Yeah.
Are down here, and you got whatever disease, and your kid has a disease, and they can cure it up there, but that's the special people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm pivoting because we just brought up Jetsons in the space world. Have you seen the super ugly Tesla truck?
Yes.
Around town?
I have seen a couple of those. Yeah.
Guys, what do you feel about that? Like, my husband thinks it's cool, but I wondered what you guys think about it.
It's terrible.
It's interesting.
I mean, it'd be cool to say you had one, but it literally looks straight out of, like, Judy Jetson could hop on it.
Hey, you can buy
you
one
places.
Down at a dealership that should be sponsoring this show, used.
It looks kind of like...
Guess how many miles are on this used Tesla truck?
Seven.
13.
632.
Okay, all right.
And that means they drove it for two charges and said, oh...
I gotta get out of this.
It's a deal, though, because you can get it for $149,988.
Let's go down right now.
Yeah, I think...
It reminded me, it looked like a kind of a rejected design for a World War II German tank. You know, a mini tank?
Yes.
But, no, it looks like some of the children on the bunny bus... who were in kindergarten, were drawing cars.
It's so ugly.
And you know, every kid has a little bubbly car,
right,
or the very angular car.
Right.
And this was the kid with the angular car.
I mean, the least that you could do if you're driving that monstrosity is at least have some music going along, like something to help announce your entrance.
Well, some strobe light effect.
Kid Rock has the best one.
Mm.
He has one of these.
Of course he does.
Paint it up like the General Lee.
All right. Gotta see that.
We'll be back. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Summertime and the living is easy, babe. Have a nice trip during your beach vacation or mountain vacation, but it needs to start with a checkup on your vehicle from Woodham's Southside Firestone. You see, they check everything. Oil, they check the air conditioner, they check the wipers, they check everything that can be checked, so you'll have a nice and safe trip. There's nothing worse than all fired up about going to your destination and then all of a sudden... right beside the road. Everybody else is going beside you. Stop by Woodham's Firestone. They'll give it a complete checkup and let you know if you need anything. That is one of the best feelings in the world. Woodham's Southside Firestone. They're right there on 231, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. I've been going there for 43 years, and I am a happy camper. As a matter of fact, they saved me $2,100 the other day. You stop by there before you make that trip at Woodham's Southside Firestone.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. This show is powered by them, so go check them out, 1819news.com. Look at the stories. Consider supporting the work they do. They are citizen-supported. It is a nonprofit reporting on what's going on in the state of Alabama, not just politics, but regular news, sports, opinion pieces, etc. It is what you thought the old newspapers were, 1819news.com. So, we'll go to our next caller really quick. Interesting topic, Mr. Pink. I don't think I know anything about it, but we'll see. Ashley Madison dating site. Mr. Pink, welcome to the program.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, Mr. Pink?
I'm good. I'm at work. I heard you guys talking about relationships, and I wanted to call and talk about the Ashley Madison dating site.
What does that site do? Is it just
like a Grindr, or Tinder, or whatever for married people?
So it's like a hookup site for married people?
Yes, it started in 2002.
Okay.
And the only reason it's still going, the only reason I brought it up is because they had a big data breach.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just your name being on the site. It was like messages.
So part of the stuff that got leaked out was what people were sending each other.
Yes, and who was on it. So like I said, I don't want to cause any divorces. I try to stay out of rich people's business.
Yeah.
But it is out there, and you guys just need to do a little research and check it out. If any callers, you know, got caught up in it, you know.
But so there's been another breach? Because I knew they had one a while back. And it had, like, elected officials on the list.
Yep. Well, I think it was another one. And like I said, it got messages, pictures. So, I mean, they're just releasing everything, I want to say.
Have you seen any of the docuseries on Netflix?
I have not.
I haven't either. I'm just looking at that right now.
Hey,
wow.
Here, Mr. Pink, are two headlines. Ashley Madison reveals top 20 American cities for adulterous behavior. Quote, something is going on in the Midwest. And then the Columbus Dispatch says that Columbus leads the nation in signups for the Ashley Madison Adultery website. I didn't even know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. It's a dating service for married people looking for affairs. What a bunch of hogwash.
Well, like I said, it just got brought to my attention. I'm not on any of it. I'm not even on social media. But like I said, it was brought to my attention, and I was like, whoa, this is going to cause some trouble. But since you guys were talking about it, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, there's just more stuff that just making, you know, it's just go down, man. It's like we're racing to the bottom right now, you know?
Yeah. You're right about that, Mr. Payne.
2002, and it's still going on, and it's like, why get married, you know, if you're going to do all the crazy.
I know, yeah, it's
so
crazy.
That's something we all might need to work on, but that's something you guys need to just keep your heads up on. And like I said, I haven't watched any documentaries or anything, but I would like to know more about it because it sounds
You got
good.
It. All right, thanks, Mr. Payne. Appreciate you, buddy. No, here's a good point, though. In Touch Weekly, Ashley Madison, the CSO, claims that members are the most truthful daters.
Oh, are they? Okay. Well, people who are watching the docuseries, this is so funny. 5 minutes into the Ashley Madison doc, and I'm rolling my eyes. Like, Ashley Madison didn't ruin your life. The data breach didn't ruin your life. You ruined your own life by having an affair. Like, people are losing it over 37 million people.
There's only 300-something million in the country.
They're saying that 37 million people. I don't know. I'm going to have to really dig into that number. I'm going to find out. That just seems high.
Huh.
What? Oh, my word. That's a lot. I'm sorry. I'm just shocked. I shouldn't be. We shouldn't be.
It must be in the news because the series came out, because it looks like the data was stolen in 2015.
Okay.
Listen to this. I don't understand these things. This is Fox News, Sky. Adulterers, which is apparently we're just going to talk about that like it's a word. Adulterers on Ashley Madison reveal what they are faithful to. 87% would cheat on their partners before cheating on their taxes.
All right. I love you, but I love the government more. I fear the government more. Take your
That's pick. What it is. I fear the government more.
Right.
Have you found something else terrible?
Yes, I have.
Do we just need to skip over?
Well, it is 32 million people. It is 32 million users.
We're on that site.
Yeah. This is from Netflix's 3-episode series and the hack that made it all come crashing down. So, Scott, you are correct. Mm-hmm. This is what's bringing it all out. Mm-hmm. But on the list, they have a list that you can go scroll through. If you want to go to stylecaster.com, Ashley Madison, there are lots of names that you might recognize. Hunter Biden's on there. That's not a shock. Josh Duggar, we already know about that. Sam Rader, who was this YouTuber with his wife, and they're Christians. So, of course, that big giant loser's on there. Florida's Attorney General. Lots of pastors, government employees, presidential imposters. Oh, they used presidents' names.
Y'all. Suspects.
That's unbelievable. But that many people, their tagline is life is short, have an affair. How about you just have an awesome marriage with your spouse?
If you want your life to be short, have an affair. There's things I don't understand. There's a bunch of these little headlines when you go search on the interwebs, and I'm not clicking on any of them. EV Magazine says 20 million men were active on the cheating site compared to just 1,492. I'm not really good at math, but I think 20 million is excessively more than 1,492.
Correct. That's right.
And wouldn't you need more women to be able to have affairs?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that just makes sense, Scott.
1,492 women and 20 million men. That's some active women.
Man.
Or, so what is going on?
This is very
something's
odd.
Not adding up.
Well, it's the Daily Mail says that the docuseries reveals how the employees catfished men into cheating on their husbands or on their spouses. So I wonder if once you're signed up, then they got you.
Oof.
Huh. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings Buildings on Facebook.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Hi, everybody. The calendar says May, but we are easing into some summertime heat. Still not too humid, though. Lots of sunshine. High temperature 88 to 90 today. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low in the mid-60s. I think we'll be near 90 tomorrow and Thursday with more sun. Then risk of some widely scattered pop-up random storms here and there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty typical Memorial Day weekend weather with high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
for the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. I had no idea. Mr. Pink brought up this website, Ashley Madison. I don't know anything about it. I'm not telling anybody to go there. Apparently, it is a site that gives people a place where they can supposedly go have affairs. It's ridiculous, terrible, it's horrible. But what's funny is I heard about this news back in 2015, and the whole thing was about, oh, who's on that? Who's on the list? Who's on the list?
Remember,
terrible
yeah.
person, terrible person. It looks like the... Now, look, I get it. But it is an exploitation site.
Yeah.
I'm not for what they're claiming to deliver, but they weren't delivering. And what brought it up was what I saw about the data from back then, 20 million men and 1,400 and something women. These men were signing up and paying money to be on this site. It was like a subscription-based thing. I can't tell if it was one time or annual or monthly. Now it's like $59 for the beginner level. And there's no women's guy. They were using AI and bots and everything to have fake women and all this kind of stuff. So these men are paying and getting scammed. And here's the beauty of it. Who are you going to go tell?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm being ripped off. But and then say, well, you just cut off your, you just don't pay it again. 20 million people in 15 and just say that back then it was only $25 if it's 59 now, 25. So whatever 25 times 20 is for a big glorified database on the internet, the people who founded this thing were making and are making bank.
With no product to sell.
With really. No product.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a diabolical human, it's a wonderful idea.
It is amazing.
Man.
But don't forget there's all these good sites that says Ashley Madison's cost and the four best alternatives.
Oh, thank you.
So now you got some competitors.
Thank you, the Googles. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew, the free market.
Sick.
Mm.
Okay.
Let's go out to, let's take them in order. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, Clark, how are you?
I'm good. Amy Beth?
Hello, sir.
Prepare to be surprised. I might say something smart again.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Scott, if we could revisit the in vitro fertilization thing again for a minute.
Sure, why not?
You know, you touched on one of the things in Pandora's box there in that if you fertilize 20 and only implant one, if you don't implant the other 19, I don't care if you stick them in a freezer for a millennia. If you don't implant them, you killed them. Mm-hmm. Either by good commission point. Or omission. Either way. So yeah. That's thing number one. But that's
you
the
think
only
they
thing.
Eventually expire, too.
Yeah. Well, if you allow them to expire, tell me how you didn't kill them.
Good point.
Okay, So, but that's just thing number one. Now, we've already had a case where a fertility doctor has got, what, 1,000 kids running around?
Yeah, I remember, yes. I don't remember how many it was, but...
I saw that documentary.
He's got a bunch of kids. Okay. Now, guess what, Scott? I don't think it has to be the fertility doctor. I think it could be a technician in the lab that wanted a bunch of kids, too.
Oh.
So,
that would be easy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Unless you were going to personally supervise your part of it throughout the whole thing, you don't know. Okay, so that's another thing. But now, here's where we're going to start going down rabbit holes and really opening up the box. How far are we from saying, you know what? We would have a superior athlete if we spliced a couple of genes right here. Or we could increase mass scores if we change this. But let's carry it just a couple of steps farther. How far are we from the state going, you know, we really need more people with these docile characteristics that can do this kind of work. So the next in vitros that we do, we're going to want this. Now, a lot of people are out there
people act like we don't do that. Wait, Clark. People act like that, but aren't we already doing that in the veterinary world?
We have been doing that for 40 years. And I'm sorry, we can debate all day the ethics of breeding a bigger limousine bull or something, and it ain't the same as generations of children.
That's correct.
It's not the same. So, you know, people are going to say, well, the government would never make a determination like that. Scott, 10 years ago, if I'd have told you that they're going to put litter pans in elementary school classrooms so the children that identify as cats will have a place to go, what would you have said?
I've said you're
crazy.
That'll
never happen.
That'll never happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear that'll never happen when we start looking at these possibilities. It's just something to think about.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. I agree completely, Clark. Thank you, buddy.
All the slopes are slippery. Best thing we can do is stay off of them.
That's a good point.
That's good.
Stay back from the edge. You know, it's funny. People have all these heart attacks when they talk about evil people in the past, and I do think it was evil, saying, hey, let's get Joe and Sally together. Their kids will be big and work hard. And we're like, that is terrible. But now if we do it in a Petri dish, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, that was eugenics. I mean, it's just beautiful now.
Yeah.
They blind us. And now we're back to science.
Now we're back to Allie Beth's thing of we're selling people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're also selling you as a parent, maybe a bigger, better, smarter, faster kid. You don't think a government out there is for bigger, better, smarter kids? You think the Chinese are for bigger, better, smarter kids? They started putting, at one time there was a story, and I don't know if they ever did it, growth hormones in their milk. We were doing it for profit. They were like, holy crap, the Americans are getting so big, we'll start growth hormoning our kids up. So,
no words.
Anyway, for all the people out there and who don't think any of this stuff really happens, let's go out to Senator, is it Finnis or Finnis?
Finnis.
Finnis. Senator Finnis, welcome back to the program. I know you're glad the session is over, and we appreciate you talking with us. Senator?
Senator, come on in there.
Hoochahatchee, we listen to you at Hoochahatchee. Do you hear me?
I hear you, Senator. How are things down at Hoochahatchee?
Well, I've got to tell you, I had one of the senators with me, and we had flown up to Virginia to the Governor's Association up there, Scott. Mm-hmm. It was Senator Craig Gambling Bitten. And me and Senator Gambling Bitten, well, we had to fly to Tampa
because we had to explain to the contractors why we didn't have the money to pay for what he promised to build the Atmore prison. Well,
Senator Finnis, I need to take care of you over, because I got to hear this story. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Senator Finnis. We'll be back.
Only one event in Montgomery saves and pays. It's the Memorial Day event at Lexus of Montgomery. This Friday through Memorial Day Monday, receive a $500 Amazon gift card with any new Lexus purchase. Drive the new Lexus IS300, only $463 a month. Plus, up to $5,000 over book value for your trade-in. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
R550706, 10,000 miles per year, 36 months with 4527 due assignee with approved credit. See dealer for full offer details. Offers expire 6/4/24.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gathering.
into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Special guest, Alabama State Senator Finus Ledlow. Sorry, Senator Ledlow. I think I called you by your first name earlier, so I apologize for that, Senator. But you were telling us about you and your fellow senator. I forgot which one. Had to visit. We were on the way to Virginia, but had to visit Tampa because some people there had some questions about not getting all the financing together for the prison.
Yes, that is correct, Scott. You would think we came close to death that day, Scott. And I was hoping it might open his eyes to the way he let down the state of Alabama and all his interactions having to do with gambling, you know. But his last name, you know, being Senator Gambling Bitten, you know, that might have helped. But you were asking about a song earlier, and I wrote one while I was in such as the plane was going down. Here it is. We fell from the skies, the plane wasn't running. 2,000 feet we did suddenly go. We fell from the skies somewhere over Tallahassee. Now we're crashing somewhere into the Gulf of Mexico. We wondered what the problem was, we went to listening. There was only one surefire way to know. The last sound the engine made was boing, boing, boing. Put it on our tombstones and let everybody know.
Senator, that is, man, I appreciate your input, and I appreciate the work you do for us in Montgomery.
I'm sure Johnny Horton.
Well, I will keep it up, you know. I sure will. Y'all
thanks,
have a
Senator.
Great day.
I know that song, Sky.
That's Johnny Horton, The Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip. Uh-huh. Look at my musical.
What? You know a song?
Scott Johnny Horton.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. How long did that take, Sky?
A song that no one else hardly.
Year.
It's 15
a song
months.
That no one else knows. I know a Marty Robbins song, a Johnny Horton song. And
are you 100?
Yeah. I listened to an 8-track tape player in an old yellow Toyota truck that my dad used to own.
Probably still an 8-track stuck in the player, too. Don't know anything about that.
Some of those songs were on there.
Bless it all.
But I like that Johnny Horton song. Didn't they put they ran out of the cannon, melted down, and they grabbed an alligator and shot another round?
That's right.
Filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
Woo!
That is some good stuff right there.
Wow, that's poetry.
It is.
That's beautiful.
Move over,
man.
Shakespeare. Let's go to Randall. Randall knows about dating sites, I think. Randall, welcome to the program.
Well, I know there's two things that you could do to people. You could pay, and I could have you put on that site, and I also could take and pay NetBlock to make it where only the right ones seen it or the wrong ones did, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or I can block you from you seeing it. You not even know it's on there, and I got them, you know, me in the hand. They just might have to learn how to flip this stuff, just like they're going to do with us with AI and all that. But, man, they've been breeding children ever since. Y'all know the Lindenberg child was supposed to be a, you know, perfect child, and she turned out to have a disease. And so they faked the kidnapping and killed the baby. I mean, so that's fact. I mean, you can't.
Why was the Lindbergh child supposed to be a perfect baby?
It's the bloodline. I can't remember exactly, but the blood. You see, my man go back and study it, but they did something to make it the perfect. It's supposed to be the perfect one, and she had something wrong with her. Blow away. It's something in her leg. I can't remember exactly what it was. It's some kind of disease she contracted, and she wasn't going to be the perfect baby. And so they kidnapped, faked the kid. We know me, I act like the kidnapped and killed her. So they got rid of her and took her out of the bloodline. And they didn't quit with her. It was that's Augusta. And they didn't quit with her. So NetBlock is getting cheaper by the day, and we're going to start having a little fun with it. So,
All right, man.
Okay,
thanks, Randall. We appreciate you, buddy. Well, the day's gone, Amy Beth Shaver.
And we have so many things we didn't even get to.
Lots of stuff. Lots of questions.
It was a good day, though.
What you got, Sky?
Just said we survived another one, looks like.
Some
by the way, those dating sites, you know, when some really hot chick with the breastuses